例外。
7 after the hour. Good day and good morning, America. How are you? Doug Steffens' Good Day program on the air now. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. We'll spend a lot of time on medicine and medical items and issues in this hour of our program. We want you to be available and to understand that there are choices available to you when it comes to medicine. That's why we have Dr. Ken here, who's more of a traditionalist, although he does embrace some of the newer ways of thinking if there's good evidence to them.
Actually, are they newer or are they not?
Well, they're older, aren't they? That's a pretty good, that's a good point, Richie. They aren't necessarily new. The old is the new and the new is the old. And so what's being embraced by a lot of people who are described rather than, I love this term, Jack, practitioners, medical practitioners instead of medical experts. Or I mean, it's all in the word. And usually practitioner is used as a negative, focused by the traditionalists who don't like the new way of thinking. They don't like, which, as Richie just pointed out, isn't the new way of thinking. It's the old way of thinking. Science be damned, there is a lot of good stuff that happens that may not have been proven, and a lot of stuff that scientifically is proven that turns out to be garbage. So that's to a question, how do people really know? I mean, somebody will hear you talk about what you do on the radio, and then Ken talks about what he does on the radio. How do people make up their mind? Listening is an example. Someone this morning on a radio program was listening to on my way to the studio, talking. There was a fellow on George Norrie's program who, you know, George has some pretty off-the-wall stuff. And he, like I and many others, sort of embrace the non-traditional, rather than call it new way or old way, Richie, we'll call it the non-traditional way of dealing with issues like cancer and heart disease and some of the really important things that people get nervous, excited, or angry or scared about when you get cancer. What do you do? And one of the conversations was specifically about breast cancer, Jack, and the fact that it's become more prominent with men. We certainly know about women. And if women have breast cancer, oftentimes they have breast augmentation surgery, and that doesn't work sometimes. It is hard to know what to do. So I thought maybe I'd start with this and ask you, from your training is as a chiropractor, but you practice a specific type of chiropractic, but you embrace a lot of other things, including supplementation with the products that are made out of real food. Duh, what a concept. The standard process stuff that we've talked about here before. And so if somebody comes to you and they have a cancer and they've been to a traditional doctor and the doctor says radiation and chemotherapy, what do you say?
Well, I tell them you do exactly what your oncologist is telling you to do. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, if you're looking for nutritional support for the immune system, because almost all cancers are exactly that. It's a dysfunction of the immune system.
It's an inflammation caused by not having enough of, a lot of people say vitamin D3. If we have enough vitamin D3, we'll never get cancer. You think
that's
true?
I don't know if I would say never, but there's tremendous studies in the last decade that have come out of India.
Yeah, but now there's a new study that says that all the old studies are no good. This past week, you saw that.
Oh, you'll see this. This is why I always kind of raise my eyebrow when somebody comes to me with a new medical study, because I know within 3 to 5 years there'll be another study refuting that study.
Right. Yeah, so what the hell good is science? That's the question I always ask. What
anything that points me and my patient back towards the traditional concepts that your body will only work if you feed it correctly. Mm-hmm. Anything that moves in that direction, then I'm usually a fan of that, and that's how I direct my patients. And so we need a dietary change. We need an attitude, an emotional base change.
Yeah.
There's several, an environmental change around the home. We've had great success with this.
You have?
Oh, absolutely we have. In fact, a patient I just talked to yesterday was just diagnosed with T lymphoma. It's a certain subcutaneous form of lymphoma that's very dangerous. And I consulted with her for about a half an hour, and I said, listen, you're going to do exactly what your oncologist says. If I don't say that, I'm on my way to jail.
Yeah.
So, because someone will interpret me as treating cancer. I don't treat cancer, but I offer nutritional support mm-hmm. for my patients with cancer as I offer nutritional support for those that don't have it.
Well, you hear oftentimes, sometimes conversations, there are three or four halfway decent radio programs that deal with this around the country and a few local programs that deal with it fairly well. And one of the programs, I heard some very strident conversation to the point where a caller said that all of this type of doctor were wrong, and that's foolishness.
I agree with you.
It's absurd. Everybody's not going to be always wrong or always right. And that's why, hello, open up your mind to different ideas, but you have to be the arbiter of this. And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching or lecturing, but this is your decision, and so many people pass it off. They give it to, okay, the doctor's a god. Doctor, what shall I do? Please help me. I don't know what to do.
Those kinds of people I can't do a thing for. But the people who will recognize the fact that they are the final arbiter of what happens to their bodies, and those people who do have a sensitivity to something called common sense,
yeah.
will usually be able to follow through the
but
logic.
But they get scared. But the psychological part of this, so it all starts, it's like love is like everything else. It starts in your brain. Your head manages everything in your body. So if you have something going on in your body, I mean, the other day when I had my physical with Ken in Florida, he found something that disturbed him about the way my heart was working. So he put me on to get a CAT scan that I haven't had for 4 or 5 years to see what was going on and determine some things that wouldn't have been determinable without the tests. But as soon as he told me what he told me, I could tell when I walked into his office and looked at his face, I knew there was something that he didn't like. So I have normally my heart beats about 57 to 60 beats a minute. And it went immediately, and the reason I know this is because I had a monitor on, to 87 beats a minute. And then he tried to calm me down, I use my own mind. You know, I have my own little thing that I say when I'm being bothered before I go to sleep, and it usually works. Didn't work.
Well, just walking into a professional's office like this, where you're going to anticipate the possibility of some kind of negative information, will immediately jump you 10 beats per minute.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about how to figure out what's what and who's who. What do you do when somebody tells you you've got this wrong with your heart, or you've got cancer, you got this wrong, that wrong, something else is wrong? What's your first instinct? That's what we're talking. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, by the way. It's jackstockwell.com. He has wonderful knowledge, great experience, and is able to communicate it well. That's why he's here on the Good Day program at 14 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer?
Use as directed. Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Something bouncy. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through February 5th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
It's, work with us. This is for you. This information from Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, is all aimed at getting you to think about what may be going on with your body. If you don't think about your body, you're foolish. If it doesn't, my body's fine. It must be fine because I don't have any aches. I don't have any pains. Nothing's bothering me. That's what I say, and I'm a wonderful specimen, frankly, if I do say so myself. I'm in great shape, and physically I feel wonderful, but once in a while you have to look at things that you can't see. At least you can't see them regularly. You can't put a pair of glasses on. Look, okay, here's my heart. I went to last week down to Ken's to have his annual overview of me, and he found one of the valves not working right because there's a little myocardial blockage. And then I'm going to go to see my friend Jack this weekend for his overview, because he brings forth a different way. And I think between Jack and Ken, I have the best of all possible worlds. Not only are they my friends, I trust them, but they know what they're talking about. And they don't, there may be some collision of ideas, but at the end of the day, I know one thing. They both care about me. And that's the biggest thing in your life. You need to find somebody. First of all, you need to educate yourself. There are tons of ways, books and online, and my God, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to figure out what's going on with you. But there may be some things that you don't know. That's why you need to have an annual checkup, and people say, I can't afford it. Okay, you can't afford it. So that means it's more important to you to die than it is to take care of yourself. It's going to cost me $1,000. What's $1,000 in the light of eternity? I mean, when people come to you, Jack, they're not always covered by insurance, are they? Just they need to have some help.
Probably, maybe half of them, but less than half.
Yeah.
And they don't. Just as they would go spend some time on their car, they would spend some time on some utilities around the house, they finally realize, I'm as important as the gas flow into the meters of the home.
Yeah.
I'm as important as the oil filter in my car. I'm going to go get this thing checked.
Yeah. And that really is, and people, that is a testament to that kind of therapy or practicing, if that's the word, because sometimes people aren't covered by insurance and they still go, your office is jammed. You have two of them in Utah, different cities. And they're jammed all the time. And I know a lot of other people who are good at what they do, who have practices that through the power of the lobbyists, the big health concerns, make sure that a lot of what you do isn't covered by insurance to try to discourage people from going there. Guess what? It happens to have the opposite effect.
Yeah, well, that's why I put on my website over 30 CDs. I think they're like 25 cents a piece.
Digestion.
To download them.
Heart. Yeah, download that stuff.
And they're written for the person on the street to get a good fundamental understanding as to how those particular organs in their body work separately or synergistically with other organs. And it's a great place to start. And it's so inexpensive.
Right. Beware inflammation. That's what you have to guard against. Whatever is inflamed in your body, that's where
the problem is. What's causing it?
Yeah, you got to find out what causes it. Jack Stockwell has an entree to that. Check out his website, as he just suggested. See what you can download that doesn't cost you anything, or get some things that maybe cost you a couple of bucks, but it's worth it. Jack, thank you, as usual. Jack Stockwell on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above?
This is a great song. My God, this is a great song.
The Bible tells you so.
And
do you believe in rock and roll?
I do. And music will seal.
Can you teach me?
Save my soul.
Well, I know that you're in love with him, cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
As many times as I tell this story, it still brings a tear to my eye, or it gets me in a place that's strange. That's the best way I can describe what happens on this day every year, because today is the day the music died.
I started singing bye.
Buddy Holly was 22. The Big Bopper was 28. God, Richie Valens, I forgot, he's only 17.
Yeah, I can't believe how much he did by the time he was 17.
17.
Whoop. Buddy Holly was 22. Look at what Buddy Holly did by the time he was 22.
22. Impact he had.
Amazing.
Mason City, Iowa. The Day the Music Dies. And Don McLean makes this part of his popular hit, 1972, American Pie. Charles Pardon Holly. What do you suppose was going on in Lubbock, Texas that made him feel the way he did? He grew up in Lubbock. How did he get what he got into his soul? And we all know what a great job Gary Busey, crazy as he is, did playing Buddy Holly.
Yeah,
maybe that's why he was able to play, because he's crazy. Anyway, the Big Bopper wrote Running Bear, which was a hit for Johnny Preston. Remember that?
Yeah.
George Jones did a song called White Lightning, which J.P. Richardson wrote. He was the Big Bopper.
And then
Richard Valenzuela was Richie Valens. Say again, Richie?
And then Chantilly Lace, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That was his big, big hit.
All right, so a moment for that. 25 after the hour, musically and otherwise, a remembrance for most of us. Okay, something else to remember today. The 3rd of February has been designated Ford Chaplains Day. I don't ever remember talking, hearing, or being involved in the story, and today it just sort of slapped me in the face. Four chaplains that are remembered today, one was Jewish, One was Catholic, one was Protestant, one was a Greek Orthodox. They were on a ship that had been attacked by the Nazis, and the torpedo was sinking, or hit the ship and sinking. And so there were four soldiers on the ship that did not have any life, they didn't have life vests. And the chaplains all took off their life vests, gave them to the soldiers to save them, knowing that they would all drown, and they all did. Hmm. So there are a number of stories, including a few that Richie has, an audio, I mean, this could go on for hours, but we excerpted a moment or two of this story.
Of the Dorchester. This program is sponsored by the World War II Veterans Committee. Chapter 1, Torpedo Junction.
Give us this day.
There's a sight that explodes in my mind again and again. Cannot be erased.
The growing brutality of total war was underscored by the sacrifice of the four chaplains.
My husband gave his life for the love of freedom and humanity.
It was a very popular story, very uplifting story in the Second World War.
Lives are changed by knowing about this incredible story.
This sounds like maybe a story, but it's the truth.
I think that I taught my crew to fight with a vengeance from then on.
Valor is a gift. Carl Sandburg once said, those having it never know for sure whether they have it until the test comes. Hello, I'm Gene Pell. It was early February 1943, and the USAT Dorchester, a converted troop transport crowded to capacity, faced off against the icy North Atlantic and the U-boat wolf packs that lurked beneath the surface. More than 900 lives hung in the balance. As the Dorchester sailed into Torpedo Junction, four Army chaplains ministered to anxious young soldiers, and when the men's worst fears were realized, these chaplains were put to the ultimate test.
The account of heroism of the four chaplains was an almost unbelievable story.
Colonel John Brinsfield is the Army's chaplain corps historian.
There were scores of ships being torpedoed between America and Britain in 1943, tons of supplies and thousands of lives lost. But the eyewitness accounts of four chaplains giving away their life jackets, calming the troops, and then linking arms in prayer as they sank beneath the waters, that captured the imagination of the American public and became the most famous incident involving chaplains in all of World War II.
Oh, definitely. The four chaplains was an important piece of information of World War II. It ranked with Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, the chaplain in the Pacific, who went into duty himself with the guns. But the story of the four chaplains is a story that is set apart from most stories of the war.
World War II Navy Captain Franklin Daly.
I heard of the four chaplains first, coming from U.S. press sources back through radio to our ship. And it was considered a great act of heroism, and at the time, we had no context.
This is a two-hour documentary that we put up on gooddayshow.com, produced by the American Veterans Center, about the sacrifice of Lieutenants Clark Poling, John Washington, Alexander Gooden, and George L. Fox, the four chaplains in their story. Which took place on this day, February 3rd, 1943. Remarkable, inspiring, heroic. What other words can we use to describe what happened? Get that story by downloading the audio at gooddayshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Doctor is here. Another doctor is here. We had Dr. Jack, and now we've got we have Dr. Kent. A good day program at 33 after the hour, 34 past the hour. The Los Angeles Times, Ken, has interesting an op-ed piece about how health reform can actually be weakened. I don't think it's a secret to anybody who's listened to this program for any length of time. We, both Jack and I, and pretty much everybody who's associated with the program. I actually don't know where Roberta is on all this, but the rest of us, it isn't that we don't want to have some sort of reform or some addressing the issue of the number of people, 40 million people outrageously, who don't have any care or coverage at all. It is the way, the heavy-handedness, and the kinds of things that went into this so-called reform package that don't deal with the real issue. The real issue isn't just that people don't have coverage, it's that people don't take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. The educational side of this, the preventative side of it, completely left out. It really, all it did was deal with insurance issues. That's all this thing did. And so there are not not a few, but a lot of industries who are facing really tough questions as to whether to go to battle against the government. Isn't this ridiculous? The government fights. We are at war with ourselves. The government is us. And yet you see all of these things, this battle that's developing in Congress and also in some of the state capitals around the country. Ken, you notice this week the regulations that have been implemented, or they're trying to implement them, getting some teeth into this, has been stymied somewhat because even on the state level there are, I think, was it 22 states or 26 states who have introduced legislation or have gone on to the urge to get it declared unconstitutional. So the lawyers are in on it, and it's too bad because it still covers up what the problem is. The problem is that there are a lot of people who don't take care of themselves, and that's an educational thing. A lot of people who, I suppose through no fault of their own, can't get coverage because they may be considered, what's the term that's used?
when you don't have, you're denied coverage because you have a pre-existing condition. That's what it is, a pre-existing condition. And so those sorts of things ought to be dealt with in some way, shape, or form. But I wonder, and I have, I don't think you and I talked about this because we were talking about so many other things last Friday when I was in your office. How have you noticed? You still have the same size staff. You still have the need for the same kind of equipment. So how does this explain to people how you in private business, you have a private practice, you don't belong to anybody, you're there, have a big building, all this equipment, and a staff of 20-some-odd. How does this all fit into your into the business of healthcare? Because like it or not, you're by yourself, you're in business to provide the kind of healthcare to people, at least cardiologically, that they need. So how does all of this shake out?
If Obamacare, in fact, stays intact, I'm an endangered species. Because the bill that we couldn't find out about until it was passed, if you look at the details, and I've tried to read it, my wife's an attorney, she's tried to read it, and it's really a challenge to try to understand it. But there's clearly an intended goal in this to get rid of the solo practitioner.
But what's in it for these people who want to do that? Why would they want to do that?
Because they want to control. This is all about control. This is not about health care. Mm-hmm. This is about the ivory tower, the federal bureaucracy fully taking over health care. And if you look at it, and if you, in order to do that, you have to put people like me out of business.
Yeah. Well, then that's, what does that say about a republic or a democracy or self-determination, et cetera?
It's horrible.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And if you look at it, there's clear incentives for people in terms of what they're going to be reimbursed to getting into a large, centralized, controlled health care system that is controlled by the university hospital and by big hospital health care systems that are controlled by the federal bureaucracy. And this is clearly deep in there, and it's denied by those who say it's not there, but it is there.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, something to keep in
I'm an endangered species. People who are in small private practices are deemed inefficient by our centralized controllers who have been trying to take over health care for decades. Anybody who's been in medical school knows this. You've heard it from centralized planners, from most in the ivory tower. And I mean this politely, but I heard it. I'm an Ivy Leaguer. I have two doctorates from the Ivy League, and I had heard it for decades. And that's the intent here, and it's shameful. It's unfortunate. I don't mean to be political, but you see what we can do. Even the Mayo Clinic doesn't back this plan because they know that they're going to be endangered by the kind of care that they provide once centralized care gets in there.
How could going through what you and I went through? Granted, you and I have a relationship, a friendship. So I was in your office for 9 hours last Friday. But finding what you found out about me wouldn't have been possible if you didn't take the time and you weren't motivated because of the type of doctor that you are and because of our friendship. But I would have been happily, I mean, I can imagine because there's nobody else I've ever been to that used that sonar on me to check out the, arteries, veins, heart, that stuff. So I could have gotten on the treadmill, and everybody says, yeah, look at him. He's going better than he did last year. Look at where his heart is, and look at all that stuff. He's in great shape. And nobody would have detected if we hadn't gone back on the table, and you stuck that thing in my side, or Lori, your assistant, stuck that thing on my side to see that my heart wasn't working properly after that.
Doug,
wouldn't have happened.
What you saw, I'm a trained medical scientist, and I'm just trying to validate myself. PhD from an Ivy League medical school. So I understand science. And the data has been collected to try to deny that health care to be performed well is not expensive. And you can personally see this.
Absolutely.
In order to provide good quality health care, it's expensive. And
how much did that machine
cost?
How much that CAT scan?
Oh my God! That's like,
it's $1 million.
Wow!
Just the down payment, and in order to pay the maintenance on that, you don't want to see the bill each month. The maintenance we pay on it.
The guy who came in with a suitcase to fix the computer in the other room that needed to be fixed in order for me to have
that equipment.
And these
technicians, they deserve high pay salaries and blah blah blah. So high quality care is very expensive.
Yeah. All right. So there's a more food for thought. The this latest thing from the FDA I find interesting because they ignored the recommendation of their own advisory committee. FDA declines to approve a weight loss drug, and this is the third drug that has been kept off the market. Now, the reason I bring it up is because we are supporting here because you, are, along with, 20,000 other doctors, are recommending Medifast. You see all of the controversy about weight loss drugs. Remember Fen-Phen? The FDA approved that, and people died because they wanted to lose weight. They took Fen-Phen. Supposedly it was a quick, easy, safe, fast way, and it didn't work. It not only didn't work, it killed people. So you've got the FDA over here with a lot of drugs. Folks, there is no the reasonable way for a reasonable person to look at reasonably losing weight is to get on a reasonable program. And you get taught these things when you get on the MetaFast diet. To the point where, again, Ken talks to his patients about it. They're on it. Therefore, he got sold on it. And the reason that he sold on it is because of the science. And you can hear me all the time. Ken and I go toe-to-toe on some of this stuff. But this is pretty down-to-earth and pretty simple to understand. And that's why it works so well, because it's simple, it's safe, it's satisfying. Roberta's on it, Jennifer's on it, Richie's on it. I'm doing kind of a half-apple approach at it, at least now. Next week when I get back here, after I get on the road again for 4 or 5 days, I'll go back and be a little more serious about it. But even me not really being serious, I'm having the same basic results as Richie and Jennifer and Roberta. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month and do it the safe way, eating the right stuff. So this is sort of monitored, Ken. In a sense, doctors who have signed on to this have been part of monitoring what happens. There are people, you talk to the folks in the office, the dietitians, Richie's been talking, I think all of you have talked to your...
sent an email to mine last night because I was reordering some food.
Yeah. Yep. All right. What'd you say, Roberta?
I said they're great because, you know, if you have questions or if you can't get a recipe right or, you know, if you want to know about substitutions, they're all there to help. Mm-hmm. My guy, Matt, is terrific.
All right. So, Ken, from your perspective, losing weight does what for people who may be just a little overweight to people who are a lot overweight? What does it do to fix the problem and why then is this a good way to do it?
You talk about inflammation so often. Losing weight is one of the best ways, besides smoking, to lower the inflammation in your body. It puts less pressure, weight on the heart. Your blood pressure goes down. Your cholesterol goes down. Your sugar goes down. All of these things are so important for lowering the risk of the number one disabler, the number one killer, strokes and heart attacks. And you need a way without drugs. Because safety is so important, we yet to have a clearly effective, where you'll lose a lot of weight, very safe drug. I still see people with heart problems from Fen-Phen. This recent drug that was just not approved by the FDA didn't have enough people with some heart disease in it to reassure us that it's going to be a safe drug. And doing it with foods the natural way until we have a very proven safe drug is my favorite way to do it. I see this MetaFast diet work. I like it. It's a lifestyle. It'll take the weight off and keep you healthy.
Interesting, this drug that we're talking about called Contrave, I believe is the name of it, the potential cardiovascular problems that could be a result of taking this was the reason that they shut it down. And then there were those who argued from the company, well, it isn't that bad. How do you know? You haven't tried it. It hasn't been proven. Losing weight is the proven way of getting yourself in shape and maintaining health all the way up and down, sideways, in and out. And MetaFast is this important, supported way. Eat 5 meals a day. Roberta, are you holding to that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Richie, 5 meals a day plus a lean and green?
I had a black and tan beer last night, but other than that, I'm feeling pretty good.
Jen, what about you?
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn was playing Duke. What did you want me to do?
Yeah. All right, every week you get checked out by the person that is the connection between you and MetaFast. And so if you want to do, as Ken is suggesting, all of us here daily are reporting losing weight. That's important. You don't have to look any further because Ken Kronhaus has recommended MetaFast. You'll give it a try. I know you will. Here's what you do. You go online to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save $50. MetaFastKen.com. Or you call 800-506-506. 4115. Use Dr. Ken as a code. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning a weight loss program. Go online to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save money or get complete details by calling 800-506-4115. And don't forget to use the code Dr. Ken.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day and a focus on health. Noticing that there is a large increase in the number of cosmetic surgeries for men who have breast cancer. We've heard the discussion on man boobs before. There are plenty of men who are boobs, Ken. They don't necessarily have boobs. But I'm looking at a picture of Jack Nicholson taken from the Bucket List. And his boobies are showing there, and because there are a lot of men with boobies, more and more men are having breast cancer issues as well, right?
Exactly. I think men in general are not allergic to the plastic surgeon anymore. There's breast reduction for men through plastic surgery when there's breast cancer, or gynecomastia, which is a hormonally induced increase. Some drugs do it also, increase in the breast size. And this can be obviously very embarrassing for a man. I get this complaint not too infrequently in my office.
Lab veins and the way bypass surgery is conducted, there are more people who have it than needed, but if it's really needed and done well, what's the new news?
Very, very exciting. Out of Science Translational Medicine this week, medical scientists at East Carolina University have developed veins from human muscle tissue that was donated. They've lasted longer than a year. This is probably going to be available in a couple of years for bypass surgery for the heart. You won't need to take the veins from the legs. And for dialysis patients, this will help them also. Very exciting.
Interesting news on those human papilloma virus shots we were thinking it was for girls, but now they can be used for boys.
Exactly. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, human papillomavirus, the HPV vaccine, can help stave off genital warts in boys and men. HPV, it's a sexually transmitted disease. It can be transmitted through vaginal, anal, and oral sex. And it's been linked to genital warts as well as cervical, vaginal, vulvar, oral, penile, and anal cancers.
All right, some news there. Here's, speaking of news, good news for those of you who are having trouble with your digestive system, your gastrointestinal tract. There are ailments caused by not having enough of the good probiotics and other things that come from a good product, actually a variety of products from Digestive Advantage, Ken.
Exactly. If you have any of those digestive symptoms that you can't get solved by the doctor, you have the bloating, the pain, the diarrhea, they now have Digestive Advantage with lactose defense, gas defense, and constipation defense.
at CVS, Walgreens, Target, $10 for a 30-day supply. Digestive Advantage is what you're looking for. The word from the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no first phrase.
Can't get away from it.
No worries for the rest of your days. It's our philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Sounds like something I should be telling people on the farm. From the Lion King, Nathan Lane, 55 years old today. So congratulations to him. And we kind of wrap ourselves around this. This was very popular. Something that your children probably really like about this time in their life.
Oh, yeah.
In fact. All right, so there's lots of discussion. Chuck Curry, who's here with Movie Moments, about the fight between the King's Speech movie and True Grit and Social Network, and a lot of people think it's going to be close. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, I would have told you a month and a half ago it would have been the Social Network, but it appears now that the momentum, however you want to call that, is on the side of the King's Speech.
Yeah. It is, and True Grit would be number two.
Let's be honest. I mean, it's not really it's not like a sporting event. It's a human being voting on what they want to win, and there's a lot of there's always a lot of politics.
When
involved.
Do they vote, Chuck?
This week.
We
get the ballots now.
Okay.
Yep.
Right, and they get them back again the week before the telecast. So.
But there's always been rumors for years that a lot of people don't even vote. They hand it to the secretary or their maid, and they tell them to fill it out and send it back. Whether that's how much of that is true is anyone's guess. But
right.
I have not seen the King's Speech, so I can't judge.
I haven't either.
So good, you guys.
I did like the
unbelievable. You should get the Best Actor, definitely, Colin Firth.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out as we go along. We got a while. Super Bowl first, and then the Oscars. Yeah, here's our, this is a kind of silly movie, number one movie during this week 2 years ago. We have audio from it. We'll take two clips or three, Richie. We'll see how easy they are. And then you call us at 800-510-8255 to figure out what the movie is. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, you'll get a prize if you can identify this movie.
Safety never takes a holiday.
That it? That's all there is. There ain't no more. Well, there is. There are two more, actually. There are two cuts left to play. Here's cut number two.
Remember one thing from today. It's this. The mind is the only weapon that doesn't need a holster.
All right. Maybe this is a silly movie.
Let me see. My kids would have been one and...
you know the movie, Chucker?
Four, so I missed it.
I do not. Sounds interesting, but I'm not sure.
All right, last clip.
In the event that you approach an assailant, here's what I want you to do.
You're going
to
pull up, left hip forward, placing your right hand on your away hip thusly, giving the illusion that you have a gun. Of course, we both know.
Ah, I got it.
You don't.
Okay, there it is. 800-510-8255. A good beer and suds movie,
right.
Sort of.
Doug, can't stand this guy.
No, I can't stand him at all.
But I
can stand
smart.
One of them, but the other one I don't like at
right,
all.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, help yourself to 800-510-8255. You know what it is? You'll get the prize. Trucker. I'll have movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
All right, Chucker, what do you have for movie news?
All right, Doug, Rick should like this. Warner Brothers has picked up the movie rights to reboot the Fletch franchise. Chevy Chase starred in the original in 85 and also the sequel in 89. A few studios have tried to reboot this for the last 10 years, but it looks like it'll finally happen. Other news, Paramount Pictures developing a remake of Stephen King's Pet Cemetery. King's become a real hot property again as Ron Howard is getting ready to film his epic novel, Dark Tower, which mixes many different genres. And finally, on Zack Snyder's new Superman film at Warner Brothers, a few different choices here being mentioned about Lois Lane. One includes Rachel McAdams, which I think is a great choice. The other is Olivia Wilde, who's become a hot property in the business. She plays 13 on House and just co-starred in Tron Legacy. I think she's an interesting choice, but personally, I like to see Evangeline Lilly, who played Kate on Lois,
she'd
be a really good Lois Lane.
So let's look at these last four movies you just mentioned: Fletch, Pet Cemetery, and Superman. Yeah, everything's a remake nowadays, isn't it?
Remake. All right, Norman, what's the name of that movie?
Oh, Cop.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Try it again.
Paul Blart. Mall Cop.
Paul Blart.
Yep.
Mall Cop is the number one movie from this week in 2009. Therefore, you are a winner, sir. Hold on just a second. You want to see a great video, Chucker? See the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. You will believe a lawnmower can fly after you see that video. Check it out at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. 59 past the hour.